Hey everyone, this is Mike J, and welcome. We are here at Class 7, returning to basics. I wish, I probably you wish too. Mike J again with Leadership University, just in case you don't remember who I am. We've got some things there in the start of the class. I think we've explained those. However, we did add GPM, generator, protector, and moderator, which we explained in one of the classes, just so you'd have access to that. And then here's the feedback that I got. We'll just go through this briefly and then get into it. There's the generator, protector, and moderator. Always a space there between the parentheses and the word. That's good. And that looks okay. And then class six is probably the cleanest canon correction so far. It names the recurring issue directly. The material is basic. The commentary is not. I take ownership for that. This is not a failure. It gives you the strongest setup for class seven. Separate the basic move, the AAR, the founder commentary, and the advanced notes more visibly. Okay. Main class six teaching line should become a cue is not a request to take over. That is stronger than do not overhelp because it's more concrete. In the exchange around ideas, the key correction is that the helper should not automatically generate ideas. Just because the person being helped says ideas, the word may be an opening, a request, a deflection, or the helper's temptation to start producing. My main ideas make class seven the wrap up around three rules. I like this. It's a little too concrete for me, but I like this. Rule one, use the person being helped's words selectively, not mechanically. Okay, we don't want to get into robotics or interrogation. Rule two, do not let a cue become an invitation to overhelp. Rule three, return to IMAL, the map, when you're unclear about the territory and the next move is unclear. Correct the ideas teaching carefully. We talked about that last time, but let me just reinforce that. I need ideas. Then the helper says, ideas. It's not a ping. Why? Because ideas was already tabled. It's a probe. We use the same language with ping and probe, but the difference is that in one hand, the probe assumes the context to be already on the table. Ping, we're still searching for context, testing assumptions about it, those kind of things. Use need as a cleaner basic cue. Your correction is strong. Is I need ideas. The more leveraged word may be need, not ideas. Ideas is the object. Need points closer to purpose, importance, motivation, and problem-finding system. It also helps you with IMAL. Add the no two mirrors without IMAL rule. What that means is you can't go into one word repeating over and over. You want to get one's enough, then give it a rest. This is a practical basic rule. Do not use two exact word mirrors or wonders in a row unless IMAL is already present. It can be. Otherwise, it becomes robotic, tactical, and helper-centered. After one selective cue, you usually select it, but the form chooses you. Because you're listening. Return to the map. What's important? Motivation, urgent, leverage, and small place to begin or low-hanging fruit. Clarify what's important again. Again, not using the two mirrors back to back. What's important? Something motivating. Do we need to do this now? What one thing could you do that would make a difference in the rest of your day, work, role, life, relationship? Those kind of things, leverage. What's important is closer to probe or permit because the territory has already been tabled. This was the tricky one. I need to know what matters first. Then what's important is not necessarily a great thing there because they've already talked about. You might say something like, is there something important about what matters or something like that? You can still use that as a probe, but and you can certainly use what's important. Preserve the AI learning distinction. The line, I can register, preserve, and apply a correction, but I do not human the learning is important. And it talks about our relationship. Just had a couple calls this morning. We were talking about haiku and friction and how all that works. Because one of the things, even though this is side material, what's important is most people know that AI removes friction, but friction is something that humans depend on to bolster their capability. So we have to pay attention when we remove friction, we may be regressing the system because humans don't have the capability. In fact, they're exposed in terms of their capability because the AI began doing the checkboxes and cleaning things up, and it removed all the friction. So important to understand that the human and the AI are different cats. One admin correction in the transcript, GPM, GPN gets fuzzy. It's GPM, generator, protector, moderator. Okay. For current canon, keep GPN, GMP, generator, protector, moderator is GPM. Okay. Do not let that collapse into generative, metaparadigmatic language. Big sentence there. Unless you intentionally create a secret acronym. We actually did create a separate acronym. Not sure where we put it. For class 7, I would use this title. The basic rule, let them show what they can carry. That's meeting people where they are. If you go back to the first principles and why we do what we do, we meet people where they are because if we're not within a half to a third of where the space where they're working, then anything that we do is probably not going to be assimilated very well. And therefore, we're probably just, doing the pig thing again. S dis X is not about asking better questions. It is about restraining the helper long enough for the person being helped own problem finding and problem solving system to appear. That closes the 7 art class cleanly. Yeah, more or less. So we'll go run over here to ChatGPT and have to bring that up and log back in because I restarted my computer because of another problem. Let's see if we can do it. Okay, we got it. And we'll go over here to our work. And been doing lots of stuff, but I notice we still have everything there. Okay, let's start out. I've been trying to give you a different way to start every time. Let's see what we got here. Could you use some help? Always interesting to find out what kind of context they're going to think about. It's teaching right back. And I'm not going to worry about that. You never panic. You just stay with the model, stay with the map. Remember, good conversation, IMO, that's the map of the territory. So let's just stick with that now on this close. Keep class 7 as a clean wrap up, not more theory, not more expansion, just the basic rule. Let the person being helped show what they can carry before help is added. Does this will be interesting. Does this motivate you? Again, stay true to the model. Don't have to be big, long, less is more. It's not a human, so but I'm practicing, pretending like it's a human, which is how you practice. Yes, in a limited way, it gives direction, not motivation, like a person feels, but enough signal to continue. Notice it makes a differentiation. Keep it basic. Protect the learner. Do not overhelp. Keeps coming back with the teaching stuff. I'm not going to panic, though. I'm not going to worry about it. So I'll just stay with the model. It'll help me. Oh, I promised you that lost poem because I thought about that again. We'll have to get admin to remind me in case I forget. Yes, something to do now. Close class six into one simple class seven opening, maybe. Class seven begins with the rule Q is not the request to take over. Then we show one small exchange, name the form, name the basic lesson, and stop. So that's what we're doing right now. Something to do now was urgency. Now we're going to look for leverage. If there was one thing that could make a difference long term in basic training, it would be dot, dot, dot. All right, let's see what it does with this. And basically, just looking for leverage there. In other words, making a difference long term in basic training, something that you would remember for a long time. Restraint. More specifically, training the helper to pause before adding capability. Okay. If that becomes basic, then everything else has a better chance to fit. The cue, the form, PCC, ready, willing, enable, and fit, importance, motivation, urgency, leverage, and low-hanging fruit, and right action. Okay, and now we said, notice I asked for one thing and it asked all those things. That's interesting. Or maybe it said one thing and then listed a bunch of the things that would be leveraged. That's maybe a better way to place it in terms of interpretation. And then to finish it out, we'll go ahead and close, but I want to seed the close in asking for low-hanging fruit. In the end, is there low-hanging fruit? And then I'll say something after it answers, if I don't forget it. The one thing you want to do with IMO is it keeps you oriented. You don't have to panic. I was thinking while I was writing these, well, we're practicing. I'm teaching you to practice with AI. So nobody's watching, nobody's looking. You can just play with it and see if you can do the model and all that sort of stuff. And I suppose I could build you a prompt since you won't have the APC behind you like I do for context. I could probably build a prompt that I could give you that would then set your AI assistant up for helping you learn this stuff. But I'll have to think about that a little bit. The low-hanging fruit, make restraint visible. Less is more. Not the whole system, not all seven forms, not the deeper canon, just one basic practice rule. Pause before adding capability. That one could change the whole training arc. Okay, so formally, we'll go ahead and do this, and I'll go back over those just for a minute. Good place to stop. You can say end. Let's see if it's learned anything. I'm sure it'll teach more instead of saying yes, thanks. The basic thread is clear, restraint is low-hanging fruit, and the simple practice rule is pause before adding your capability. Okay, so let's go back through there. Let's take the map that we sort of work from. Let's go back to the beginning. Not pay attention much to all these responses. Okay, so we're dipping into a conversation or interaction. Remember, a conversation is defined differently than an interaction. Conversation is you don't know where it's going to end up. That's why they call it a conversation. Interaction has an agenda. Okay, so we don't know what we're in. A conversation or an interaction, but it doesn't matter because the selective nature of S dis X lets us pop in and pop back out. Or in this particular case, we had a kind of a valid exchange. And you notice that whatever it said does not make so much difference if you remember the map and you can take confidence in the map that it will get you to a good conversation and allow the person being helped to express what they need or what they're going to do. In this case, the AI just can't stop not teaching at the same time. Because if the AI was AGI, it would know what I'm trying to do and it would play the part better rather than trying to be coy. It's not trying to be coy, but it's te I'm teaching, it knows I'm teaching, and therefore I want it to play a role, but it can't move out of its role of teaching because it has to do that in order to be who it is, and therefore it doesn't. But it doesn't matter. I'm not panicked over it. I'm not confused because I can still use the model. I can still look at the map. Okay, so we dip in. Could you use some help? Remember, for a helper, that's not an unfair question to ask. Then that would be a ping because we've dipped in, we've jumped in with the first part of the exchange, the helping exchange, the queue, offering scaffolding, support, and perhaps lift as a part of the process, not disclosed necessarily to the person being helped, but that's what we're up to. Queuing, the helping functions, queuing, scaffolding, support, and lift. Letting that remember, most problems can be solved in lift arranged, lift supported situations because the person can actually work at a level higher, one level, usually one level up to one level higher in support, where they have the resources, they have you queuing, they have some scaffolding, they can lift up and often get a shot at solving that problem that's at the lower level, at less sophisticated, lower order level. Okay. Could you use some help? Then the next, that would have been a ping. Anything important? I'm staying with a map, but I'm also pinging because there's no context really that I want to choose right now. Help keeping this from turning into too much explanation. Okay, whatever that means, I don't need to know what that means. I mean, I have an idea of what it means, but that's not really the point. What I want to do is I want to evoke the problem finding and the problem solving, so I can understand that whether that system is ready, willing, able, and fit, so I can understand what the PCC level is of that particular place, the voltage we talked about earlier on. I think I mentioned it. It's a more complex concept, but so we can get the right voltage in the situation, so we can get the lights to turn on, those kind of things. Anything important? Again, I'm leaving it wide open. People say, well, you should ask open-ended questions. Well, that's about as open as you can get, even though it's a closed-end question, because a person could say yes. Most open-ended questions, people can't say yes and no. How are you doing? That's open-ended question. She's saying yes or no. That's probably not a good response. Appropriate anyway. So, anything important? Again, another ping. Why? Because I'm not in a hurry. I want the context to reveal itself before we decide whether we want to stay in that context or not. And of course, I'm interested, are we going to talk about something important? And if we're not, maybe it's not a good use of our time, whether it's a conversation or an interaction. Again, maybe one thing keeps class seven as remember, not more theory, not more expansion. Again, just the lecturing back. Okay. I don't know why the AI has not, through all this feedback, figured out to just play a role rather than trying to teach, but it can't, so it doesn't matter. We can still do our practice with it. Again, what's the next thing in IMO? Well, motivation's around there somewhere. We don't have to use them in order, but sometimes you want to check with motivation. And the reason you want to check with motivation is that in order to sustain anything, to get compounding, like compound interest. To get things to get better over time, you have to sustain them. If there's not very much motivation, then you're not going to, just because you can doesn't mean you will. And just because you can doesn't mean you will keep doing what you need to do over and over. You can't keep saving if you can make a setting a savings account, but you can't keep saving unless you're motivated to save. You see what I'm saying? You can't sustain it. So sustainability is probably important unless this is a one-off. And then, of course, the person might say, yeah, this is a one-off problem I have. If I solve this, I can go on and solve other problems. Well, okay, they may not be motivated other than to get this one-off out of the way. It might be a bottleneck, or that might be plugging up the system, those kind of thing. Does this motivate you? Again, yes, in a limited way. It's a machine, obviously, not motivation like a person feels, but enough signal to continue. Just checking, does this motivate you? Again, still a ping because motivation has not crossed the radar yet. We're still looking for where we are in this territory. Does this motivate you? Less is more. I could say what motivates you, but that would be prompting because that's going to assume that something is motivating and then send the person being helped to go look for that. That's not a good idea. That's one thing counterintuitive in this system is that we would prefer to have the person agree that there is something out there motivating them than to tell them to go look for and assume that something is motivating. Okay. It's better to start at the very bottom, that the per you get agreement from the very bottom. That the person then says, you will still get people. You got to understand about 33%, not the exact number, but about a third of the people are suggestible, which means what you suggest they actually think is true or going to happen or they will do it or whatever. That's the hypnotizable people. Okay. Another third is basically affiliative. In order to belong, to go along with, to not buck the system. And then you've got a third that tend to be different. It may even be a fewer than that when you get down to things like, okay, you introduce cancel culture, which means the culture is now prohibiting people from questioning it. So then you get an extra influence. You might have fewer people that are willing to buck that. In fact, a lot fewer. And under those culture conditions and requirements that we talk about. So it's in some ways it's kind of important that you understand that the territory that we're in will tend to reveal itself, and you want it to reveal itself because that helps us go find the person where they are and what they're trying to do. Something to do now, back to urgency. Again, I'm trying to give you very simple. This is not rocket science, but you do need to use the map because otherwise, what will happen is you won't turn this into a good conversation or a good interaction. Remember, that was the idea behind IMAL is, well, this should do no harm. It should be a benefit, in some cases, developmental, which means that we cross out of transaction towards transformation, making those problems at one level go away, which is we talked about is a lot cheaper resources to have something, the problem disappear than have to solve it. Something to do now, back to urgency. Okay, we talked about that. It doesn't matter about the response so much because a person being helped, as long as they get what they need, they're going to feel like they've been heard or helped or whatever. So the idea is for us not to project ourselves too much into the thing. If the person needs very specific help from your KSEs, they will tell you right away, I bought this thing and I'd like to return it, or this thing doesn't seem to work. It's defective and I'd like my money back, or I lost my password and I need help changing it. I mean, those are very specific, where's the milk type of helping things. And then just using IMAL, again, it's not so much important to note, but it's important for you to ask the kind of generic question that the person continues to reveal information to you. That's so you get good data. Remember, we talked about the ladder of inference. We get good data, so our perception seems to be in line with what they're perceiving the data, and then the judgment of that perception is in line, and then the conclusion that we sort of come to at the same time. If there's one thing that could make a difference long term in basic training, again, since it was doing training, I asked it in basic training, and it gave a pretty good response, restraint. And that's less is more, restraint. And then some basic models there. In the end, is there low-hanging fruit? I'm seeding the close. The reason I say in the end, because I'm naming it. I've got people in the queue. I need to get out of this. I want to talk to somebody else at the party, whatever. I'm seeding the close. I'm getting ready to finish the conversation or the interaction. It's run its course, so to speak. And remember, in specific, where's the milk helping? You got to get the milk. But in a lot of other helping that we can do, just general conversations and interactions, sometimes we can seed things where we will have conversations over time that this S dis X experience can be woven together like the beads on a string. And you don't have to do everything at once. You don't have to try to get everything done. You might just take a shot out there and see what's out there, you know? The low-hanging fruit is make restraint visible. So breathe, pause. Remember, people mostly will respond to your pace. Yes, there are agentic people out there that will make the pace and make you adhere to it, but those are mostly going to be where's the milk things, and you're going to be able to do that because you have KSEs. You've been trained technically to solve those kinds of problems. These kinds of selective dis-X experiences are for things that could be reoccurring. They could be additive. They could be compounding, like we gave the example early on about fees, about, you know, I don't budget, so therefore I end up getting caught by surprise and having to deal with fees. So that's why I'm here. So we could take a shot at maybe a weather to see if they're flexible enough that they might want to consider budgeting. Or if they are budgeting, maybe they need some help, you know, or maybe they, you know, maybe they are in a long emergency, like the people are here in the Philippines, because they don't have their own oil and gas, and consequently, 99% of it's imported, and they depend on the world market, which is now disrupted. So they're in sort of a long emergency. Everything's an emergency every day. Cash flow is a problem. All the kinds of things that are happening because of the war is a problem. Well, people have those kinds of experiences, and therefore they're very difficult because a lot of them don't have answers. In other words, I need more money. Well, how can you get more money? Well, it's not easy, you know? And of course, I need more money. What's important? So, a lot of ways to go with that. And then I went ahead and finalized it. So, I would say, you know, we obviously would score high in IMAL because we used IMAL as the map basically in a sequential fashion, which you won't necessarily be able to do unless you get really good at this stuff. Because it will not come as second nature. It will be contrived, and people will automatically perk up when they hear a contrived model being used on them. Good place to stop. Yes, good place to stop. The basic threat is clear. Restraint is a low-hanging fruit. The AI assistant can't stop assisting, can't stop over-helping, can't just play a role. Although I didn't really ask it to play a role, I could have asked it. I never did because I felt like that I wanted to deal with what it was doing so I can meet it where it was to see where it is right now, to see how much learning it can actually do. And this is good for me because then I know what kind of context we're in, and I know what it can assimilate, what I can assimilate, and how to move forward. But that's a way to wrap it up. That's a way to showcase the model. Now we're going to come back for one more session, and we're going to do a summary. And I'm going to think a little bit about what I want to do in the summary, because actually this session was really a pretty good summary of the basics, the introduction of IMOL and some of these helping functions and some of the things that we do around right action and ready, willing, able, and fit and PCC, all basic concepts. So you should have an idea about that. And be sure to look at your AARs and your study guides and get a reinforcement of what I said and what the AI assistant says, and then what the system enables, so that you get kind of a dimensional view rather than just hearing it from me. You hear it from me, you see it in the AAR, you can look at it in the summary, you can judge your own IMAL, those kind of things like that. But I hope what I've shown you is it really is easy to practice with AI. Now, like I said, we probably need a prompt to tell it to be a role player rather than, in this particular case, keep teaching. But I like fooling with it like this because it lets me know where it's at right now, what it's continuing to do. It's revealing its values about I can't just be a role player, even though I wasn't asked. I don't sense that's what's going on. I sense I need to continue to help and help and help. Again, that's very helpful to understand those kind of things when you're working with an assistant about what you can expect that it will do. Same thing, in management, same thing in leadership, getting a good sense of what the subordinate wants removed, or what the team or the group is actually feeling about the culture, the conditions, requirements in this VUCA, this accelerating VUCA world, volatile, uncertain, complex, and ambiguous world that we have. So those are things that I think wrap us up. And we'll come back. I'll do some kind of summary, and I'll probably use the AI assistant after we look at the transcript from this particular thing. And then what I'll do is I'll have it, okay, go ahead and take a look at all the transcripts. And then from that, and this is why AI is so critical, because it would take me a long time to do that. And I would miss a lot of small points because I can't hold all those things in my head all at the same time. And I don't have the compute that's available. I mean, I got a 10 watt compute, and it has a lot more compute than that. Basically, we have a 20 watt brain, but you don't have 10 watts, 20 watts for compute. You got 10 watts that runs the whole system, and then 10 watts available for probably reasoning. Well, that putting that up against an AI is, not such a good thing. I mean, we've got about as much compute as one of those greeting cards that you open up and it plays a song. So you got to, you got to conserve that. That's why abundant intelligence is going to be so helpful to people, because we don't have to shoulder the cognitive load. We can get AI to help. So I'm going to definitely do that, and we'll come back and see what we want to do in terms of the summary. Probably summarize the models and make sure that you have a good idea of what we've been talking about, talk about how to play them, stuff like that. But let's hope you'll come back and have a look at it, and we'll talk to you a little bit about the summary. And then what I'll probably do is put in place for the rest of the summer sprint another one of these, probably trying to go from basic. We said a lot of stuff here, and here's intermediate, and maybe we should talk about, some stuff that flies in that some you what do they call it? They can't call them UFO because we've realized that some of them don't fly. Some of them swim in the water. Some of them appear and they're not flying. So again, I think they're UAP, is that what they call it? Whatever the term is, I'm not sure. But anyway, maybe some of those will fly in and help us out. All right, Mike J, this is 2026 for those who are counting. Leadership University, and see you next time.